America Weekend.
Hey, welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Aaron Bluedorn is executive chef at the famed Café Boulud in New York City. And this past week, he taught a class at the De Gustibus Cooking School located at the world-famous Macy's. De Gustibus showcases top chefs from esteemed restaurants from all over the world and provides not only tips from star chefs, but a full dining experience, wines included. Aaron attended the Culinary Institute of America and spoke to Sal Rizzo, owner of De Gustibus, about why traditional French cuisine is making a comeback.
There's a ton of different reasons. One being, I would say, the simplicity of it is something that I think harps at everyone, a chord with all of us. For me, as a being a cook, then becoming a chef, we all learn through French cuisine.
And so you trained, but like used Escoffier as a guideline, and
well, I would say like in culinary school, that's one of the first things they teach you is who Escoffier is. First of all, well, at least at the CIA they did. But as far as you know, the basic technique is all, you know, roots back to, you know, Escoffier, even Antoine Carême before him. You know, and it's just been built upon and layered upon until we are here today. And I work for Daniel Boulud, you know, and you can trace his lineage all the way back to Paul Bocuse, and you trace his lineage to Ferdinand Point. And it's, you know, I feel like there's that tradition that every cook chef has within their DNA that we can't get away from.
What do you feel like Daniel has taught you? Working at Café Boulud.
Where do I start?
The man is a genius.
Right. I mean, just first of all, to be passionate about what you do and to be passionate about your food and to believe in what you're doing is one of the most important things. But, you know, one of the biggest things when I took over for Gavin, being a very young chef, Danielle and I sat down and we talked about what we wanted the first chapter of the story to be. And that was, I had brought up, I'd like to rediscover Café Boulud and sort of from its roots, and not sort of from its roots. It's been a storied restaurant, been around 18 years now.
18 years.
It's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
It's insane.
And what lineage that has come from that restaurant.
Agreed.
Between Andrew, Gavin, and now you.
Yeah. I'm humbled, and every day walking through the doors to take that helm, and you know, I feel it's something that we have to live up to every day. It's a name, and it's not only the name; it's who we are. It's the restaurant that we are, but anyway, to go back to what I was saying before, we wanted to, you know, build a foundation of the classics and the classic dishes at Café Boulud. You know, what Andrew started doing when he was there, or even Alex Lee before him when he helped Danielle open up the restaurant, when they were both moving Danielle back to Le Cirque. It's that foundation I wanted to rediscover in order to train the cooks, chefs, sous chefs that I have today to, you know, build upon. Because if you don't have a strong foundation to build upon, you're not going to build anything on top of it that's going to last.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think foundation is such a key to cooking and really understanding what the essentials are to those dishes and the classics, like the classic sauces and the classic techniques, which you could resonate to today.
Right. And you know, it was funny, putting this menu together was very easy, because I wanted to have the simplest dishes that I know Danielle loves so much, and parts of, you know, that resonate with him so much, and I wanted to share them with everyone else because he shared them with me, and that's brought me this far. And you know, I feel like that's something I'm very passionate about, I guess.
Well, it's going to be a great class, and thank you so much. We look forward to it. Thank you very much, and we'll see you. We'll be speaking to other chefs in the coming weeks.
That's Sal Rizzo, proprietor of De Gustibus Cooking School in New York City, and executive chef Aaron Bluedorn from Café Boulud. There are Daniel Boulud restaurants in Boston, Washington, D.C., Miami, Palm Beach, and Vegas, as well as a few international spots. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration. until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058, use promo code AW, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you create wealth? One word, leverage.
You can leverage money. Take a small amount of your money, leveraged with a large amount of other people's money, commonly referred to as OPM.
But there's a second way to create a fortune.
You can leverage time by using other people's labor. We call that OPL.
OPM has traditionally received more focus, but as technology drives a new economy, OPL is the better model for building wealth in the future.
Here's the good news. You don't have to take as much risk with OPL. So how can you capitalize on it?
Look for ways to use the time and talent of others to serve an unserved or underserved group of people. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.